Hello, this 5 minutes the prophet has the word of God, episode 165, and let's pick up our fundamental scripture again, which is Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Then we box it up with, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1:22. But then I went back for James 1:21 for us to see why he said that be ye doers of the word. And it says in the New Living Translation, I've told you, do not just use one translation to get a nick of it. Please go for other translations. They will help you. And it says, New Living Translation says, James 1:21. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. Okay. And then Amplified Classic says, so get rid of all the uncleanness and the rampant outgrowth of wickedness, and the humble, gentle, modest spirit, receive and welcome the word which implanted and rooted in your hearts contains the power to save your souls. So I said in the previous episode that make sure that you plant the word in your heart. Many people are looking for an outer power, looking into the skies, looking into the air, and wishing something will flicker and something will spark, and that is power. No. The power is within you. It has been deposited in you. Every power that will work in your life is already in God's word, and that word, when you plant it in your heart, then that word will spark. That is the word that will spark. That is the word that will blaze. That is the word that will do all, will catch the fire. Will catch fire, but will make the fire so that your life will burn for Jesus. It is the word. I cannot overemphasize it. I cannot. It is the word. And unless you get it, that it is the word. Because when they say you are sick and you need healing, where are you going to get it? In the word. When somebody says my finances are in shambles, how are you going to repair it? Through his word. The word does everything. The word is everything that you need, everything that you want, everything that could help you. Everything is all wrapped up in God's word. So he says that the power that is going to save your souls, the power that is going to help you, the power that is going to move you forward, the power that is going to be at work in you, he said it is the word you planted in your heart. That is where the power is coming from, my dear. That is where the power is coming from, the word planted in your heart. So right now, when I squeeze you, what is coming out? Is it the word? If it is the word that is coming out, that word that is coming out, that word is what contains the power to help you. So every aspect of the word, the financial aspects, what aspect we've been using it. But the center of it all is Christ. Christ. Christ is his word. Christ is equal to his word. When he was introducing himself and he said that God is coming to this earth, what was the name that was given to him? The word. And that's why John 1 says, in the beginning, gospel according to John 1, 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He is called the word. So he, Christ, the word, is what should be planted in your heart. should be planted in your heart. The word should be planted in my heart, in our hearts. This is where we're going to see the power of God. So today, whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that must work in your life, what I say, is what? It is the word you have planted in your heart that is going to produce that thing. So if you know you are low on the word, then it means that go for a refilling. Oh, you need to pump up the word. Pump up the word. Pump. And I see it all the time when I read the word, especially when I read and I keep reading. You see it happen. You will see it. You see it working in everything you do. The word is so powerful. So it must be implanted. Don't look into the skies for salvation. Where is the salvation? In the word that is planted in your heart. You're so blessed. Bye.